Welcome to the Persuasion Pitch Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, licensed esthetician, makeup artist, and anti-MLM advocate. Before I get into this episode today, I do want to say that if you heard my emergency episode, you already know what I'm talking about, but the MLM that we are referencing in this episode is indeed Boo, Black Oxygen Organics. We were so careful not to say the actual name of the company, and we did say swamp instead of bog because a lot of my personal friends received cease and desist orders from the company. So with that being said, let's get into it. Okay, everyone.
It's good in there.
Thank you. So she's referring to my new studio, my new podcast studio. And as I am recording this, it says connection lost on my phone, but it says good connection. I am also live on my TikTok account. So when you're hearing this, this is going to be like way a long time ago. yeah. All right. So this is Ashley. Ashley's with me. And yes, she has her own podcast. It's called the Sheeple Shepherd Podcast. Everyone, check it out. Check it out. All right.
We don't like stupid people.
That's
what it's about. Debunking the dumb.
Right. Right. You know, you and I have a lot in common because we're both passionate about multiple things, the same things. So
yeah,
we can relate on that.
Your passionate hate for anti-vaxxers really, really tickles my heart the right way.
Yes.
I was like, I like her. Yeah, you're good.
And MLMs. Ugh. Okay.
Right? We bonded over hate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we did.
Right? It's like, oh, I hate all that shit too.
Or truth.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to be positive there, we can say that.
Right? Yeah. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, I have a whopping 6 viewers right now on TikTok, so that's cool.
Oh my God, what's up, y'all?
All right, so I wish that they could like hear, but I don't know, with like the headphones and the whole thing. All right, so we are going to be discussing what we are going to call the dirt. An MLM
that... The dirt on the dirt.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about the dirt on the dirt because... there is a multi-level marketing company out there that literally shills dirt. Where are they located, you ask? Well, I would say just north of North America is where they are located. And they get this said dirt from another word for where they collect this dirt is marsh, swamp. Yeah. So if you can read between the lines, yeah. And even you probably, if you know, you know. If you don't know, a simple Google search will lead you into the right direction. So.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, geez, shucks. Thanks so much. All right. So, all right. So the connection that you have, or I should say your husband has with the dirt, when I tell them
it's a little too close to home. There's some waste management companies where I live, and they do their best to, you know, keep stuff clean. They do, but you know, they came into the game a little bit late, and they're buying out older companies and trying to clean stuff up, which tells us that there's stuff that needs to be cleaned up.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, I'm not going to say they're hiding anything, but public record stuff like that is hard to find, especially when you're going back into the 90s and stuff like that. Right. So right. I'm trying to work with my slight inside source to see what I can't find out about this place. And so far, even with like minimal help from them, all I can say is that it sounds pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't eat stuff from a swamp.
Please don't. I have done my own experiment on the said product because it was sent to me by another anti-MLM advocate, Roberta Blivens. So she sent it to, I think, 5 creators, not including herself, I believe. Did you get it?
I'm waiting. It's coming soon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm the furthest away, so I figure I got to kind of sit tight, right?
Right, right. So what I did with said product was
loved it.
I'm still experimenting with it, but I did look at it underneath a microscope, and I have filmed some TikTok videos about it. So if you are watching me right now live on TikTok, you can just go back a few of my videos and you'll know what I'm talking about, because I do say the name. Just joking. I may say the name on my TikTok videos.
May or may not, whatever.
May or may not. Yep. So
figure it out.
Yeah. So that, you know, it's crazy because normally you can just Google things and find out information. Like, I got the exact coordinates for this swamp and I put them into my Google Earth, and I don't know, it's weird because like on some maps I can see the toxic waste site that is said to allegedly be, okay, yeah, so I'm gonna have to say for entertainment purposes only, allegedly, in my opinion, because I just have to right now because of some things that have transpired over the past couple of weeks, week or so, maybe a couple of weeks as I'm recording this.
There's no denying. Right. They're very close neighbors at the very least.
Very close neighbors.
If not housemates.
True. Yeah. Not housemates. Yeah. If not BFFs. But yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird because this said multi-level marketing company, as I am recording this, not when it's going to come out because I am pre-recording my podcast episodes for season 2 right now. So now I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, so as I'm recording this... They cannot.
Well, I was going to say, I know where you're going with this, but let's be real. They might have nothing by the time season 2 comes out still, too.
You're right. So I went on this website, the website, and it, you know, they are still recruiting for this company, but they are not selling a product for the product that they retail with this company. So it has been put to a stop as of right now.
Yeah, something about it not being safe, but you know, what do we know?
Yeah, what do we know? What does the FDA know, right?
Yeah, or Health Canada, or you know,
right,
any of the bodies that be,
right,
the powers.
Yeah. And see, that's when it becomes like tricky to me, is because I do have links to where you can report MLMs within the United States. And I have, you know, a link to Truth in Advertising to report, you know, the Federal Trade Commission to report. And then you have areas outside of the United States. I do provide that link as well. But whenever you're dealing with, you know, like Canada or just anywhere besides the United States, it can be a little... I mean, I've had to dig in order to report some companies.
And like, this is what I didn't really realize when we kind of all banded together on this, was like, it's harder to report stuff here in the Great White North for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, we like to break things down by province. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, if you've got a problem here, you take it here. And if you got a problem with this, you take it here. And it's like, meanwhile, in the States, you're just like, you blow a whistle and the FDA comes. And it's like, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell, Canada?
Yeah, I noticed that. And what's also a little bit different is that this said company has offices or whatever. Like, I know their corporate office is in the United States. So where they are... getting the product from is not in the United States. So I don't know.
No, not even close.
Yeah. So who put a stop to this? Was it the FDA or was it a different?
See, this is where it gets muddy for me. honestly, like, it got weird because I remember we were online and we were watching them sell the stuff and we were like, okay, it's getting weird. And then all of a sudden everything halted and nobody could get anything anymore. And it was like, oh guys, there's an FDA hold at the border and it's because the product's so popular. And we were all like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's obviously BS. There's something wrong with it, right? And then it was maybe a month after that, Health Canada was like, they put the crackdown on it and they said, no, we're pulling this back. You're not selling it. So it was like a couple of these agencies. It's almost like they're investigating this company maybe, and they're all starting to talk to each other.
Good. Yeah.
That's what my hope is.
Yeah. And it's also gives me a little bit of hope because the company is not as old as, let's say, Herbalife, for example. You know, Herbalife is an older company, and it, you know, is proven that they have paid off people in the past. Okay, guys, so today I do want to talk about a new clothing brand. It is called All My Love. You all know as well as anyone that the fashion space is cluttered with new brands trying to get on shelves. There's very often a divide between quality and affordability, but All My Love is trying something different. It's a Los Angeles-based clothing brand founded by women and run by women that manufactures locally. They focus on closing the gap between quality and affordability by using top quality fabrics such as 100% silk pieces that also fit well. They also use a substantial packaging and office practices along with some sustainable fabrics. If you're looking for some fun going out pieces and want to support small businesses, we highly recommend checking out www.shopallmylove.com. They have given money to a certain individual not to testify against them in court. So, you know, I don't think that they have the money. They have money because, I mean, they're, you know, there's people that have been swindled into this, but that I don't feel, and I would actually have to look that up. I should have done that before, is seen like the complete net worth of them. But they don't have as much money as, let's say, Amway or Herbalife. So,
yeah, not as well established yet.
Yeah, they're not as well established yet. So, I mean, even this said company's law firm represents them, their reviews online are not that great. I don't know how much they are paying them, but they could have definitely gotten better representation as far as legal advice, or, you know, as far as any attorney. So I don't feel like they have as much money. Well, I know they don't have as much money as Herbalife or Amway or one of the older MLMs. But yeah, so I feel like that's good. Well, of course it's good. But I don't think they have the money to pay off political people, or, you know,
I don't think they're on that level yet either. I don't think they're quite there.
Right. And it does take a lot to shut an MLM down because I do have a list of MLMs that have been shut down, but what they'll do is say, you know, you have to restructure your business model. But with this, it's the actual product, you know?
Yeah.
So what they could do, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and you were talking about how, you know, they don't actually have anything to sell right now, and they're still recruiting.
Right.
But what got me was, it's not just that you're recruiting, it's that you're offering these really large recruitment bonuses to the reps that are pulling people in.
Right.
And it's like, well, that seems a little bit like triangular to me.
Definitely. I'll go ahead and say
to
it.
Put it politely.
Pyramid. It's a pyramid, people. It's a pyramid scheme.
What the hell else? Yeah, what the hell else is that?
Don't say pyramid schemes are, you know, that just makes me so mad. It can't be a pyramid scheme because pyramid schemes are illegal. Bullshit. Okay, so, you know, drugs are illegal, certain drugs, but it does not mean that it's not happening.
There's still addicts everywhere. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so, even though drugs are illegal, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, there have been multi-level marketing companies that have been shut down or they have had to restructure their whatever in order to not be deemed an illegal pyramid scheme. So it does happen.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing with this dirt is people have gotten sick.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine if you're going to eat dirt. I mean, it's not healthy.
Who the hell knows what might happen to you, right? You're taking a chance putting something random into yourself like that. I mean, and they're the same people that are refusing vaccines and medication and things like that, right? So it's like you won't take the thing where there's actually like a list of the ingredients, but
you're going to eat
that crap that came
dirt
from the ground.
Yeah, because
that you can't get a legitimate COA for. Yeah, like where's that certificate of analysis? Like, oh, don't worry about it. Just eat more.
Right, and you know, like the thing with that is, I know that dietary supplements are not regulated by the FDA. I know that you know certain things are not, but this is not just any supplement. This is literal dirt. So
yeah,
you're
and
trusting
I
whoever...
looked into it. Right. It's not like it's a company like a Jameson's supplement company where you can go and buy it off the shelf and it's you know what I mean? It's been third party tested and you know every batch is safe. Like right. No. This is done at random. It's not being tested from what we can see just by the dates from the certificates of analysis that they have had in the past. Like they were going years between testing products.
Yeah.
That's insane. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even wash my face with that,
yeah,
let alone put it in me.
And so,
but people are doing both,
right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's another thing. And I have not even spoken about this on the podcast yet. So, I want everyone to know that people are bathing in this. They are bathing in this. They are eating this. They are drinking this. They are soaking their feet in this. I had a TikTok video that was taken down for community violations, of course, but it was just a video of the woman who made a video, which hers is probably still up. I blocked them. I don't know. But, you know, they have their tongue hanging out of their mouth and this black saliva watery stuff is literally dripping out of their mouth and they're like, ooh, like, and it's actually really, really graphic. Like I even think I put a trigger warning. It's very concerning. So as she has her tongue sticking out of her mouth and this stuff is like drooping like out of her mouth, she also has her feet soaking in it at the same time. She's like, the parasites are leaving my body. Okay, so, you know, people don't normally have parasites. Let's just, you know, and I am not a medical expert by any means, but I do know enough to know that people are not born with parasites in their body. It's just, it doesn't happen. No. I think if they work around like animals or something, they could like get a parasite, but it's not normal for people to have parasites.
Yeah, like you have to be drinking contaminated water or like you'd have to be doing something pretty seriously wrong to acquire a parasite living in a, you know, first world country. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Not here. Yeah. No.
So, and there's been some images going around of these alleged parasites leaving people's bodies. So I'm like, where are these worms or whatever? And parasites, like, it's, I guess sometimes they're microscopic, which I have a microscope and I've been looking at it under a microscope. But so they're not parasites leaving their body. So what is really in this shit that you're seeing worms?
Is yeah, like coming what, from what is this pulling the, out of you?
Yeah, so like is it stuff that's coming from the product? Because I don't feel like it's in their body. So
Well, we've had a couple people speculate that a couple of the, like, the longer, grosser looking things were potentially chunks of, like, intestinal lining and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, what if that's what's going on, then you guys are in serious trouble. Like, and again, you know, I don't know if that's true. I can't personally identify a chunk of your stomach lining or your intestinal lining.
All right.
But I mean, if you Google that and you compare the two, it's a little too damn close for right. comfort.
And if someone like has these health issues, I guess they have to have a doctor link it to the product in order for them to like sue them or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't claim an adverse reaction without actually having it proven that this has caused it. Right. And it's just like, come on. You know, you're living a normal life in a first world country, and all of a sudden, your ass is falling out of you, and like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. I mean, there's been some serious health issues. We were speaking with someone, right? So I don't even remember what it said, but she said, what did she say in our group chat?
Was that the parasites? There was somebody that was using this product, and they ended up testing, they went to a doctor because they were having some pretty adverse reactions, and they ended up testing positive for two protozoa parasites. And it's like, yeah, that shouldn't be in you. Like, you had to make an effort to get that into yourself somehow.
Exactly. That didn't just
happen to you. Right. So it's like, you know what? I'm sorry, but what have you been doing differently lately? Is the first thing I would ask if I were your doctor.
Exactly. Yeah, I would too.
And yeah, the minute you tell me you're eating dirt, I think I've got the diagnosis.
Right. And they market this as, should I say what they market, like blank acid? I'm just going to say it. So they market this as folic acid.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. There's other companies that sell similar supplements. They're just not from such a disgusting source. So it's like, I've looked it up. You can buy this stuff in a health food store. Yeah. But they just claim that they have like the purest source. It's the best stuff.
Right. And I'm not saying like folic acid is bad. That's debatable. I have not even really looked into it that much, but it's definitely something mixed with this stuff probably because of where they are getting it.
Right. And it's like, you know what? There's a reason that you can't do too much research on this stuff, and it's because there's not enough out there. Like, right. The only tests that have been done, I'm pretty sure, have been on rats, which, you know, aren't people.
Right.
And I think there might have been like small test groups done by actual companies. And again, that's not like a third party test. They can manipulate their own results.
Right.
And why wouldn't they? It's their company.
Yeah.
They're biased. They want you to know they're the best.
I see that a lot within MLMs. They will say, according to these clinical studies or clinical trials, you know, this product is better than blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that they are either paying someone to do this for them, or I will see, like, I won't see a whole case study. I won't see a document, a PDF. I just see like on a webpage, 43% of people saw this, da, 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 you know, but they give nothing to back that up. Like, give something to back that up. Like, I want to see the study. I want to see, you know, like, how many people were in this study, you know, like, control groups.
I don't want a screenshot. I want the whole peer-reviewed article. Like, exactly. I don't want the chunk of it that the doctor that's on your board of directors that you're paying says is cool. Like, I'm sorry, no way.
Yeah.
And
so shady.
And I get, like, you know, and again, a lot of these people are like, oh, I don't trust doctors and I don't trust big pharma, and that's why they're eating stuff like this. But it's like, but you trust the doctor that's on the board of directors that's directly benefiting from this.
Right.
That's directly getting paid from this. But you think that the doctor that's recommending that you get a vaccine is somehow getting a kickback from that? Because, like, I don't know about you, but I didn't pay for my vaccines.
Right.
So, like, who's making money off of that? Right. But, you know, but the doctor that's helping shill dirt, I'm sure that, you know, he's not making a buck off of that.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. It's just the shadiest stuff. So, and another friend of ours in the group pointed out, like, you know, oh, did you guys read what was in that vaccine and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, if you don't trust Big Pharma, then why are you going to trust the vaccine insert that was written by them?
Right.
It doesn't make any damn sense. You keep moving the goalposts back every time you find something else wrong and you can't believe it.
Right, right, right.
And it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I just think it's the thing with this company I do want to say is, I know, okay, so I mentioned that some of these MLMs, they like told them to restructure whatever their pay, whatever. But with this one, it's not about restructuring anything because it is about the actual product itself.
Yeah.
So yeah. If they say, so what are they going to do? Like they're not going to be, I don't know. I mean, are they going to come up with a new product? You know, because they have emphasized that they've been researching this for so many years and they go and get this stuff from this swamp. For those who can't see me, I'm doing like a little quotation marks with my fingers, this swamp. So are they going to just say, you know what? This is going to be the next best thing to it then and just like pick something else? I don't know.
All of a sudden, you know, it was perfect, but now it's even more perfect, right? Like, if it was already the best, then how are you making it better?
Exactly.
And if it was already the best, why was there a problem?
Right. And so on the website, whenever I went on it, it was still October, but we were in November now. It said this product is on back order or not available until November. So I'm going to go to the website real quick because I should have done that sooner. And I'm going to see, is the product available now? Because they said it would be, they were like taking money for a pre-order. So of course they were still taking money. So I want to know, is it still available for, you know, pre-order? Or I mean, is it available now that it's November?
I actually jumped in on one of their Zoom calls a few weeks ago when they were having all of these issues with products being back ordered and all of the reps were panicking because they didn't have anything to sell. And there was actually a woman in tears on this Zoom call. And she was saying, my family is depending on this. I need this.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, you just signed up. This is a brand new job. You were promised the world. And then they pulled the rug out from underneath you. And it's like, you know what? Classic MLM. BS, right? Like you see it every time, but we're watching this one happen in real time, like from the launch to the crash.
Right. I don't know. It's kind of like a placebo or something that I don't know, or who knows?
I mean,
and that's why I'm okay. So I just put it in. See, last time it made me do this. Like I put in a fake email because it made me put in an email and, so I could order it. And then it made me look up a sponsor and like the whole nine, but I don't have look up sponsor. I'm doing this as we speak. So I'm going to do a look up sponsor. Oh, they have a live chat option. Ooh.
Oh, I know. I harass them about three times a week.
That's funny.
I send them screenshots of the crazy crap that their reps are saying. And I'm like, why is this allowed to be a thing? Do you know this is a thing? This is disgusting. And they just don't do anything about it. People are talking about curing cancer with dirt, and my kid isn't autistic anymore because I feed him dirt, and it's are you high?
That is like, are those claims are so, yeah, that's another thing with this company is the claims, the false claims, the health claims are out, like, absolutely insane.
Disgusting.
It's crazy.
Yep. And it's another classic MLM tactic. And it's like, you know what? Who's sad? Who's desperate? Who needs to lose weight? Who has a disease? Let's prey on them.
Right. Yep. That
These poor hard. People.
It's so sad.
They're getting people that are at the end of their rope that are sick with diseases that they've had their entire lives. They're like, oh, nothing's ever worked for me. And they're like, you know what? You don't have to take anything else. You just start eating this dirt, honey, and you're going to be fine. Oh, are you crazy?
That's so illegal.
And I think that's half the reason that stuff was getting pulled, because they were like, use it for absolutely everything. And it was like, back it up, hit the brakes. Nobody said that.
All right.
You know, like, it was, don't put it there. What are you doing with that? Like,
right.
There was one girl that was talking about snorting it. And I was like, what? You're not supposed to snort it. Just because it's powdery doesn't mean you're supposed to snort it.
Wow. Wild.
I bet she was wild in her 20s.
So wild, yeah. Let's just snort up right? this literal dirt. Okay. Crazy. Oof. So they're telling me, look up sponsor. Okay, so the only sponsor I see close to me is in New Orleans. So I'm just going to put in a random sponsor ID from this sorry person, but this person in New Orleans, and I'm going to click next. Okay, so they have the auto ship. They have, okay, it says November delivery, but it doesn't say like November. Yep, so it's still a pre-purchase sale, of course.
So they got nothing.
Nothing. And it's November. And nothing. It is November. So
it is.
I clicked on two things. It says my total is 220. So I'm going to put in a fake phone number and a fake address, I guess. No, I'm not going to do that because it doesn't matter. We already see what we needed to see.
I cannot believe that they will suck $220 out of your pocket for nothing.
Yeah. And so like the bag of dirt. So I clicked two different products, I think. So they have it in a tablet form, and then they have it in a dirt form. And that's just what it is. So if people are not familiar with this and you want to look it up, that's what it is. It's a literal loose dirt. And they take like a measuring thing, like a tablespoon or half a teaspoon or whatever, and they mix it with water and they drink it, or they mix it with water and they soak in it. So US dollars, we're talking $110 for the powder and the C caps. I guess that's in the pill form. That's also $110. And yeah, so that's it. That's what they have.
I had a really pretty plant that I got cuttings from my dog groomer for, and I brought them home and I popped them in some water, and I went to Walmart last week and I bought me a nice bag of Miracle-Gro potting soil for about $8.75. Okay. And I still have 3/4 of it if anybody's hungry or, wants to give it a run. I messed up. I didn't mix it into my coffee this morning. What was I thinking?
Oh my gosh. You could have been so much
easier. I know. I could be running around the block right
now.
Don't
waste that
stuff. Like right now. I know. I just got new running shoes. I could be on fire right now. I'm so stupid.
Disclaimer. No. Please don't.
Don't do that, y'all.
Yeah, please don't do that.
In case you only hear this part, don't do
that. Yeah, don't do that. people believe... I know I have to say for entertainment purposes only, but no, really, this part, yeah, no.
Yeah, this is the bad advice hour with Ashley. Don't do the opposite of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
So with the testing I've done, so I put it under a microscope. Everyone can go to my TikTok and look at those videos. So now my next thing that I'm doing is I'm mixing it with the appropriate amount of water. I have one container with distilled water, one container with tap water. So I'm going to see like what, and I have them completely covered. So I'm going to see like what happens.
Yeah. You got those little sterile containers. That was smart.
Yeah. So we're going to see.
You went like full lab mode. It was awesome. It was like scientist Jess is on the job. You had all the tools and the trays. It was pretty cool. I hope I can do it justice when I get mine. That's why swear I'm pretty sure I'm just going to ship mine straight to a lab and be like, hi, friend, do a COA for me.
I hope so.
I think I can pull some strings and get one done for free. I'm praying.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way. And if not, I mean, I wonder how much that costs.
I feel like there's enough people that are pissed off that we could probably like bust a GoFundMe or like something.
I was thinking that. Like, I wonder if it's like, I don't think it'll be like thousands of dollars or anything, right?
No, there was one crazy lady who was doing a bunch of product testing, and she said that she spent $5,000 of her own money to cross check different products. So that was like a handful of them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think if it costs like $1,000, I'd be shocked.
All right. I mean,
you just gotta make friends in low places.
Exactly. I mean, $1,000 is a lot of money, but if everyone bands together and puts in, like, you know, it would only take 500 people to put in $2 a piece.
Exactly.
Yeah, even if it is
look at it like that. And you know what? It's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. The most that I will buy is like a cup of coffee. It's my Canadian staple. And otherwise, it will all go to the right place. And if there's any money left over, I'm sure that we could donate it to like the victims of something that we all agree on.
Right. Or we can give it back.
I don't know. I think GoFundMe does it. I think it's like, okay. You reached your goal, okay, and take your crap back.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know what?
I've never made one. I don't know.
This is completely off topic, but what I would love to, I've been talking about this for literally 3 years now, and I just have not done it. I haven't, but I would love to see some type of a pamphlet or flyer or something with facts on it about MLMs to hand out to like colleges that do job fairs or,
yes,
craft show organizers.
I want to leave them in the lunchroom where I work.
Right. I mean, the list can go on, and why they should not have these people, you know, at craft shows, and why they should not, or, you know, for small businesses, because it really, mm-hmm, pisses me off that, you know, my family has a small business. And so my sister owns a candle company, and she sells candles, beautiful, and wax melts. And then we have Cincy, beautiful, over here. People are asking for recommendations, and they're like, oh, purchase Cincy. Then, you know, I know somebody. So they think that they're supporting a small business, but these MLMs are not small businesses. They are huge, massive corporations that have a ton of money. So let's support the small businesses.
Yeah, you might as well give your money to Walmart if you're giving it to Cincy. Like, what, right, are you doing?
You know what gets me, it's though, is they make Facebook posts and stuff, and they're like, you'll support Amazon, you'll support Walmart, but you won't support the single mom who is selling, like, this skincare. And I'm like, okay, so no.
Stuff your pharmacy up your butt.
Right, like, okay, this is not a small
nobody
business.
Nobody wants crap, Debbie.
And the reason why they could get like a tax ID number or even use their social and order things at wholesale and have a real small business, but they won't do that because, mm-hmm, it's about the recruiting. Yep. And that's what makes it a pyramid scheme.
Exactly. It's like, you know what? You couldn't do this on your own. You couldn't. That's why you're leaning on a multi-million dollar corporation to set, right, it up and do it all for you.
And they tell you what
I'm
do
sorry.
And what you can and can't say.
Yep. You have no control over your product.
Packaging,
like, you know what I mean?
If you
labels. Could you imagine, like you, as an esthetician and a makeup artist and somebody who sells products that you obviously stand behind.
Right.
Like, could you imagine? It's like, okay, this is what you're selling this month. These are the new colors for this. This is the new formula for this. And you're like, mm-hmm, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I didn't agree to any of this.
Right.
It's not your company.
Yeah.
You know, then, like, they don't care if you support it.
Right.
Just keep selling.
And I will say, like, even if, you know, you are a small business, but you sell products that you don't have control over the labeling of what you carry, you still have the choice of what to carry. So,
exactly.
You know, for example, yesterday I made that long Facebook rant and then I took it down because I hate Facebook and I thought that I ranted enough for the day. I didn't take it down. I put it to only me. So I haven't decided yet. But so
I liked it.
Thank you. So people are on this post and I have literally put in blood, sweat, and tears studying our largest organ, the skin. A lot of money for me to go to school. This is what I do. And I researched for years to even retail a product that I can stand behind. And then you have Miss, whatever the hell her name is, down the street with zero education on this, zero education on the skin. You don't know anything, but you are going to recommend this product because you sell this product, because at the end of the month, you're going to have to purchase you know, your monthly whatever you have to purchase in order to keep your rank. So when you see yep. someone looking for a product line, you are going to jump on that so fast. You don't give a shit if they cannot have a specific ingredient because they're allergic yep. to it. You don't even know to yep. ask what they are allergic to.
Yeah. I don't even know if this is going to make you break out in a fiery rash, but
they
like,
don't care.
I'll DM you though, hun. Like, right, it's right. like, no, and then stay pull, away from that one. And DM say, the comments.
But if you don't like it, we have a money back guarantee. Okay. Well, with these companies, guess who has to, like, if you send a product back, it's not like the company eats the money. So these MLMs already have tons no. of money, but if you send it back, the distributor, they remove that whatever they made off of the product, they take it out of their check. So the distributor is the one that's going to have to pay the money back, not the company. But like, even some of the distributors don't even know that.
Some of these people are making like $3 a year. You know what I mean? And it's literally. Like,
and we're not exaggerating.
You're literally getting, I was listening to a couple of your episodes earlier, and there was one where consultants were making $3 a year, and I lost my damn mind. I was like, $3. Yeah. $3? And then could you imagine somebody returns something that costs like $40? Done. You're done.
Right.
It's wild. You've got nothing. Like, but you run your own small business.
Right.
You do. You've got to be like, you got to, honey, call your dad. Tell him to come pick you up. You're in a cult.
You're in a cult. I knew you were going to say that. Yep. Just call your dad. You're in a cult.
Honey, call your dad. Call your dad. Something's wrong.
Exactly.
And honestly, like we moved back in February.
Uh-huh.
And I live we're pretty close to Toronto. Like we're like hit like the next door neighbor to Toronto kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I moved to like mm-hmm. a small town that's just like a little bit closer and it's a little bit smaller. And I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be so cute out here and it's gonna be like super suburby and like mm-hmm. I'm right across the street from the school. So I joined like the in-town mom group thinking like, yay, let's make friends.
No.
Holy shit, Jess.
No.
So every week we do Small Business Saturday and I have to bite my tongue or else I'm gonna have to move, okay?
Oh no, and I could not.
It's savage where I live. It's no, like, you'll go on there and it's like Rodan and Fields, Scentsy, Arbonne, Pharmacy, and like every single small business except for like four people where I live is an MLM.
And it's like I joined a fitness group.
Yeah, right. And like I joined a fitness group because they were doing like Zumba classes at the park in the summer. And I thought that could be cute. It could be a cool way to meet like a couple ladies in town. And guess who sells that Zia crap? And I was like, yeah, no, like I don't want your tights.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like nowhere is safe here. No, where I just moved to. No, it's a mess.
Yeah. And see, I use the excuse. Okay. I'm in a rural area. My state is one of the poorest in the nation. And they don't have like the education here. So this is something that people do because they don't have any type of like training to get a job or whatever. So this is what they do. But it's like, it's not just here though. Like it's everywhere.
Oh God, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Color Street just trucked its ass up to Canada this year. That was nice. My gosh. I was like, oh great, Color Street's here. Like it's... And a girlfriend of mine, she started her own small business and she's doing like soaps and face masks and like just like beautiful stuff. And it's all organic. Her mom's helping her with the labeling. And it's been so like, I'm so proud of her. It's like, wow, great job, honey. Right. And she put up a post, you know, saying like, hey, let's all support each other. The first damn comment was Color Street. And I was like, ding. No.
Is she anti-MLM also?
No, but she's gonna be because I said, you know what, I'm sorry, I said, but that is not a small business, and like normally I don't call them out, but this one I was like, this is my friend who just started her own thing, like, and you're gonna put that on here?
All right, I don't understand how the woman doesn't piss everyone off. I don't understand.
But this is the difference between the states and Canada is I was like, ding, no, MLM, not a small business, and the woman was like, I'm sorry, and deleted the comment.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and there are some,
is horrible.
And yeah, and about the nail wraps, there are some legitimate businesses that make their own nail wraps.
I now that I'm hearing about how many there are out there, like we've got a friend that I know she does some hand modeling for one of the companies and like, you know, shows off some of their stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd like to order a couple of their sets and see how they work out for me. And they're way cheaper than Color Street, and apparently they last longer too.
Yeah.
And you're like, and they send you like cute origami things. And I was like, that's love. Like, why wouldn't you want to order from that?
I know. And that's the thing, is the products are so overpriced because they have to pay cuts to their upline, then their upline's upline, and then their upline's upline's uplines uplines.
I just picture like a big pyramid of like really sad cheerleaders, and like the lower it gets, the sadder it gets, you know what I mean? Like
sad, and you know, and
these people standing on each other's backs.
Yeah. And then also like with the whole education level thing, I do have to say that I have had a guest on this podcast, and some of you guys have, you know, probably heard it, but you know, they were a PhD, so you know, and they extremely educated. So if they don't discriminate on education. Anyone can fall prey to this if they are in a vulnerable moment, or, you know, and it's just like literally anyone, because these are literal cults. And I'm not even joking. They are cults. They use the same exact tactics as cults. So you do not have to be just a random person that just doesn't know anything. You know, you're not stupid for falling victim to this. They know what to prey on. If they see someone in a vulnerable moment, they are going to jump on that. And that's what they are taught from their uplines.
And it's, you know what, you're right. I know intelligent people that work for multi-level marketing companies that
teachers,
are nurses. I was going to say, I know nurses that do it. And it's like, wow, like you're a smart, educated, successful woman by all means.
Right.
What are you doing? Like,
exactly.
And it makes me wonder, like, are you not looking at like what's coming in and what's going out? And it's like, I know you're not dumb. So it's like, you either got in early and you are making good money off of this and you're not a great person because of that, or you're losing money and you don't even know.
Yeah. And I mean, they have to know, like the people at the top. The founders, of course, I know, but, you know, and the people at the top, they have to know that people are losing money. I don't know if they have it dwelled in their head because they've been so brainwashed that these people are not just not working hard enough. I don't they know that people are losing money. I don't know why the red flag does not go off. And a lot of these people with like that claim that they are so Christian and they use the Bible as a prop. And I've linked it before in another episode I did, how the MLM business model goes against the Bible. And it has like Bible verses, like how it goes like, listed and everything. Yeah, it's so interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's MLMExodus.org, I believe. And it like lists all of that. So I don't know. One that gets me, I know we're completely off topic, but one that gets me is there's a woman who sells recruits. She's at the top for Rodent and Kills. Rodent and Kills. And she literally, in so many words, says that she's a prophet, and that Rodan and Fields is her promised land. Her husband's a preacher.
Stop.
I'm telling you. It's so
crazy. I know her twin. I know her twin, she sells dirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's whack.
Did they say they were a prophet?
Yeah. Like, I wonder if they're friends.
They should be.
Do you think they talk to Jesus together?
Maybe.
So like a three-way call system?
But I think that one would recruit another, the other one to their scam.
Well, I think if they recruit each other and then they can steal each other's networks. Oh, wow. That's like Downline City.
Right.
Right. The Huns, they team up.
They do.
There's some of these companies where you're not allowed to sell for more than one company, and they're still doing it too. And you're like, ooh, like that's kind of shady, right? Like,
right. But honestly, I don't think they care, because as long as they are making money, as long as you are making money for this company, that's it. Like, that's it.
And a person is literally operating against their business's rules, but you think that they have your best interest in mind when they're trying to sell you something?
Right.
For you or your kids? Like, wait, come on. Think about it. No, yeah. It's all about that bottom dollar.
Right. It definitely and like, is all about the money.
Imagine, and like, you know what? I got sucked in. I was selling Jamberry back in like 2014 or something rough. And fresh out of college, like looking for a job and, you know, oh, I can do this on the side. And I was working in a hair salon. I have built-in clients and it was bad. And I realized I am not pushy or outgoing enough. And it makes me very uncomfortable to like contact my friends and use them as a sales opportunity.
Right.
And that was it for me. I was like, oh, I'm way too awkward for this. Like yeah. And I was basically told like, oh, I guess you're not serious about it then, you know? And it was like, oh, and now that I've stumbled ass backwards into this whole world, multi-level marketing, it's cool to be like, you know what? That happened to me and I wasn't wrong.
Right.
I wasn't wrong. I wasn't a failure. I didn't suck.
Exactly.
This company sucked. Exactly. And guess what doesn't exist anymore? Jamberry. Because they sucked.
I know. They're on my list. Like an ongoing list.
I'm just glad that I got out before it capsized underneath.
And I'm hoping that red flags will go up to someone. Like, okay, so if you have a business and you want your friend that sells next door to you to sell the same thing, wouldn't that be a your competition? Wouldn't you want people to buy from you instead of them? But it's not, because it's not about that, because you're going to make a cut of whatever. So that's recruiting. And yeah, with any legitimate business, you are not going to have your friend sell it, because that should be in a competition.
Exactly. So. It's this is how you oversaturate a market with garbage, right? Like, you know, if you and you sign up five of your best friends to all sell the same crap, then who are you guys selling crap to now? You're out of friends. You know, I don't know about you, but like I talked to like you guys and three people. So
yeah, I don't really talk to anyone.
My sales pool is pretty small. And that's what it would end up being, is me hitting people up at work. Like I work in a long-term care home. I'm surrounded by women. And it's like, I can't walk into the break room without seeing Arbonne tea sitting there. There's always an Avon magazine on the goddamn table. Someone's 31.
Send me a picture of the Arbonne.
Oh yeah. Oh, it was a whole damn basket that got raffled off this week. And I'm telling my girlfriend that works at the front desk, I said, do not put a raffle ticket in to that goddamn pyramid basket. And she was like, oh my God, I already did. I was going to take it apart and re-gift it to people. So help me God, she won it. She won it. And she came running up to me and was like, I want the Arbonne basket. And I was like, I'm going to fight you at the flagpole at 3:00. I love you.
Meet me out back by the dumpster.
I told her, I was like, you know what? I said, I don't give a shit what you do with the tea. I gift it off to your friends or whatever. I said, but really look at those fizz sticks before you throw them into some water or whatever the hell they go into.
Right.
I was like, that's a lot of caffeine and grossness you probably don't need.
Yeah. And, you know, the company does already have their money, so they're not supporting it in that manner. But what worries me is if you do gift someone something and they say, oh, I like the way this tastes. So then they look into the company and then they get sucked into it. Or it gives people ideas that we don't need to be floating around. So.
Well, and that's what worries me about that one in particular, is that it's a nurse that's selling it. So it's
scary.
Like, well, and she, again, a very intelligent woman. I quite like her. Like, it's one of those things we work really well together.
Yeah, I think
she's
really cool. I have people that I like too, you know, and I consider them even friends. I would even go so far because I've known them for so long, but they're sucked into it. And they know how I feel about it. You know.
Oh, totally. And like, I don't know about you, but like I have like minor conflicts with some of my friends or coworkers. Mm-hmm. Like one of my girlfriends the other, like, I'm gonna be a few minutes late, I gotta drop off Avon money. And I was like, you when you get here. And she was like, stop it, I know. But it's like I have no problem telling you. That sucks.
Right.
That sucks. You shouldn't do that, you know?
Right.
Like don't make me choke you with the strap to your 31 bag. Like this is it's everywhere. I've got a nurse that's selling 31 in there.
I was invited to a 31 a virtual party this week, and I didn't even open the message, because if you know me, what makes you think I never get cold messages? I never get invites. Very seldom. I guess they just I don't know. I don't know if they're just not thinking. They have to know it's an MLM. I mean, it's public knowledge. I think I should even, I'm pretty sure I have it in the bio of my Facebook. I have to check that. I haven't really looked at that.
I'm trying to picture you carrying like a 31 bag with your initials embroidered on it. Like, I just can't see it. I just can't.
Yeah. What's funny though, is I actually have a 31 bag. My mom got me years ago, way before.
Of course.
Yeah. And of course, you know, she was just trying to help out a friend. But yeah.
Does it have a big old J on it?
No. What does it has my name on it, I think. Yeah.
See that? And I hate how friggin' cute that is.
Right.
I do.
I know.
It pisses me off that that's where, because my friend's got a bag and I love it.
I want to like put on there, like, do not purchase 31, like on the actual bag. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a gift. I swear to God. Like I.
Right.
Because, and that's just it. Once the money's been spent, don't waste the product. Right. I understand. Like,
yeah, the company has their money. I just don't want anybody to get any ideas and think that's such a cute bag. They should get one.
My mom totally has a 31 lunch bag that she ordered through somebody at work with like her initials embroidered into it. And I saw it and was just like, damn it. Like,
yeah, I have.
Nobody consulted me.
I have an episode about with someone that was with the company. So I suggest everyone listen to that because, yeah.
It's yeah. It's kind of gross, isn't it?
It is because
I know because they're very Christian values, aren't they?
That's where they got their name. It comes from Proverbs 31, and that's how they named the company. Yeah,
right. Yeah, welcome. It's not a cult. Don't worry, it's not a cult. It's
definitely
fine.
Not a cult. Definitely not a cult. Yeah.
That's terrifying, actually. Yeah. And that's like, what kind of a hidden Easter egg is that? Right, like here, the Bible's right in the name.
I know. It's crazy.
And you know
it's
where all crazy. That stuff is. It's all hanging out in that little section of Mormons down in Utah.
Yeah.
That's where
you
all
know
the
what
stuff,
the craziest
like 80%
part is.
Percent of them pop out of there.
Exactly. And the craziest part is the founder of that company is actually not Mormon. I was shocked because I thought for sure that this is, you know, based out of Utah. You know, this is a Mormon company. But so, to my surprise, it's not, but they still use that Bible to sell, you know, they're still using that Bible as a prop, you know, and if people are Christians, that should piss them off. Like, how dare you use God and the Bible to shill an unethical business model? And
no
why
kidding.
It doesn't piss
it's
them
almost
off
as bad
is
as what we turn Christmas
me.
Into. Yeah. Oh, and that's just it. Like, I realize that people use God for a lot of things, you know, like for putting fear into children and teaching you what to do and what not to do, even though you should just be able to be a good person without knowing something's watching you. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
That's my view. I don't care if you're religious, as long as you're a nice person, I don't care what you do.
Right.
But yeah, like if you're using it like as like a, like an emotional manipulation tool in that sense where it's like, God is good. I am
God
good.
Would not approve. You know? Like,
no. And it's, And back to that dirt on the dirt.
Yeah, the
those
dirt,
people
the dirt.
All seem to believe that, you know, God will save them, that God has given them an immune system, that they don't need
then
to
why
take
are they
any
taking the dirt?
Well, because that's God's gift to you. It's from Mother Nature. And I'm just
literally
like,
everything's from nature. Everything is made from something natural. It literally has to be. Even arsenic is made of things that are natural. You know,
apparently is hanging out in there. Apparently there's some arsenic in those
bags.
Oh, wow. Yeah, somebody was saying that. Yeah. Yeah, there was somebody that got sick that went and did like a strand test on their hair, and it was, yeah, they had some really weird stuff built up in there, like poisonous shit from eating
super
dirt.
Super scary. Super, super, super scary.
I don't know what the hell we're going to do, man.
I don't know.
It's got to stop, right?
It's gotta stop. I hope so. I'm hoping so.
All we can do is keep reporting. And encouraging people to report the things that they see from all of these damn companies.
Right.
And you know what, guys? It doesn't even have to be an MLM. If you see somebody saying some crazy shit, say something about it.
Yeah, right. I mean,
take a screenshot. They live forever.
Yes, they do. Because it's not just MLMs. It's all unethical, you know, like all like false claims. And yeah, I mean,
Well, in
I call out all
to what you were saying, like regulatory agencies and whatnot. Like the FTC actually sent out a letter just last week to all of those companies saying like, hey, you might be doing something shady and we might be watching. And it wasn't, you know, accusing anybody of anything, but, and there was a long list of MLMs on there, but then you had companies.
That list is so long.
It was extensive, but then you had like Amazon and Nike.
Right.
So it's like, there are other companies that are doing shady shit that you got to keep an eye on.
New Balance was doing some shady stuff. I posted a TikTok on my podcast account, I think it was, about it. Yeah. Yeah, because Truth in Advertising.
I literally just bought a pair of New Balance shoes.
What? It's literally so hard to avoid everyone.
You know? Oh, and I ordered them on Amazon too. I'm such a bad person. I was like, I want shoes the next 24 hours. And then they were on my front porch. It was amazing.
Right. Yeah, it's just about research. If people just research, you know, and who would think to let me research my tennis shoe brand here, you know?
Well, you know what? And apparently Lululemon. I just started hearing about Lululemon being incredibly problematic.
Oh, they are so problematic.
I didn't know.
Yes, the founder, super racist. That is, he named the company that just because he didn't think that, how was it? Like people from Japan.
Oh, I know.
Because they couldn't pronounce it. Yeah. So it was like a race thing.
He thought they'd have difficulty with the L's sounding like ours or something. And he thought it was comical. And it was like, that's why
you... And I don't think he's involved with the company anymore, but like still, the company, there's like more that goes on to it. And I know that the company didn't have anything to do with the murder, but have you looked into the Lululemon murder?
I saw that, yeah.
Sad.
Sad. There's... There's a guy I watch on YouTube, Mike. His page is called That Chapter. He does excellent, like true crime stuff, and he did a really, really cool episode on the Lululemon murder. And I was so sad.
Yeah,
I was so sad. I have a lot of their stuff. I work in recreation, so I actually get 25% off of all Lululemon.
What?
And
that stuff is so expensive. Yeah. I know. Article.
Well, and then it goes to that We Made Too Much page where it's discounted and I can use the discount on that. And I started ordering stuff for work and I was like, this is great. And then I found out it was bad. And now I'm kind of sad and I've hit the brakes on buying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a racist, I promise.
I know you're not. And
I just like comfy pants, man.
The thing that alarms me with that is like what something a cult that seems like a cult, but it's not a cult. I've seen so many people defend that company like until their death. They're like, it's not a bad company. Like, it's crazy. People are like obsessed.
Sounds like a cult. Oh, I know. I used to have, I was more active on Reddit like about a year ago. And I used to follow the Lululemon subreddit and like it's hardcore. There's people that are sitting on their computers waiting for product drops and they know when things are coming out and like what hour and what time zone and and then they're like they're buying things in bulk and then like reselling them on Poshmark for an up it was intense.
I had
to like unsubscribe and leave the world of it because I was gonna drain my bank account. Was like, I need lavender pants, like
who doesn't, right?
And I don't need lavender. Well, they're beautiful, but I don't need them.
Right.
So.
Well, everyone, I highly encourage you to check out Ashley's podcast.
Please do.
The Sheeple Shepherd podcast. I'm going to leave a link to that below. Yeah. So I appreciate you coming on today. Truly, I do. And
Shooting the breeze about dirt and other shady crap. I think it's a pretty good time.
Yeah. I think it went well. I had a great time.
Yeah. Nice and easy going. I think it's a fun way to kick things off. I know you got another season coming, so let's start light and then we'll get into the serious stuff, you know?
Right. There you go.
Hopefully everybody got a few laughs today.
Yep.
And maybe learned a thing or two.
Hopefully so.
Right.
Okay, before anyone leaves, I do want to say that there is a class action lawsuit against this company right now. If you or someone you know has been harmed by these products, physically or financially. I'm going to leave the link to get in touch with the attorney and law firm that is handling this case. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening.